Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. It's hour one of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton. 35 and Bush, come join us. Play some pickleball. Have yourselves a time as we do every football Friday during the Cowboys season. We're going to open with predictions, go around the room, see what you got to say on the Franklin Frankel injury attorney text line. General at your service, at ease. There's Broadus, the former Cowboys scout, the Super Bowl champ, Lucius Alexander's in the Pimco back home master control, 75 and Fitz. You fix it to go 4.5 flawless. You do have your nosebleed brothers here, Woolchuck and Shia Follower in the house. Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. Raymond Cruz is your remote engineer here today. Live from Pickler Universe all the way up till 6:30. We got Rangers pregame hosting the Marlins. Little interleague action. I don't like it. Got to be honest with you.
Don't like it one bit.
I think they should bag it.
I think it'd be
cool if you had a real schedule balance. You didn't see the NL till the World Series again. That'd be a lot of fun. But, yeah, Pickler Universe here. The Smash Social from 2 to 7. It's pickleball. All skill levels, welcome. And, of course, our friends from Stella Artois are going to be in the house with beer samples for those 21 and up. And the website, pace4texas.com, pace4texas.com, if you want to get in on the new craze here, the pickleball. I might be into it because Abby's doing tennis now.
They
started doing tennis and athletics.
Nice.
And she says she's having a blast with it. So I figure we got to get into some paddle sports, maybe some pickleballs, maybe some tennis. Work on the technique, the brush up to get that top spin on it.
Yeah. That tennis thing, yeah. How old is she right now?
14.
Yeah.
She'd probably beat me.
Burn out by 16 if she keeps playing tennis.
Really?
Isn't it what we've had over the years? Like, I know from my era, there was that Capriati. She was like young phenom.
Oh, yeah.
By 18, she was doing drugs every day and couldn't play and all that.
Yeah.
Get burnt out.
It's
like the tennis just wears these kids out. I mean, it's a great sport, but
there's a lot of burnout, though.
There's a lot.
The
repetition,
the 8-hour days.
The practice and some old dude like me standing over there yelling at you, you know. Backhand, get lower, bend your knees, you know, and you're hitting like a million.
Bend your knees.
Yeah, hitting a million ball, and you're like, listen, old man, I'm tired of you.
Was going to swing by and get her a racket this weekend, but I think not now. After that,
golf clubs,
caution
bro.
Flag from
golf
Broadus.
Clubs. Get her out on the golf course.
I know. Meet rich guys.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
We play golf once a summer, and then we always say, hey, we got to go to the driving range.
She's just not. It never took.
I don't know. I think we just don't have the time for it. You know, she either you go out onto that golf course and you look at it and go, wow, this is freaking awesome.
Yeah.
And then you connect a couple of times and you're like, I want to do that again, or you don't, you know? And so I was hoping it would catch because golf is like the perfect dad sport to keep your kid involved in, you know, find the weekend time,
golf
Father's
is,
Day, golf round.
Hey, let me tell you what, man, golf is really, really cool too. It's kind of like it's a great babysitter of kids.
Yeah.
You know, I've seen I used to do some work over there at the TPC there. And, man, the parents would drop those kids off in the morning. They'd go hit balls. Then they'd go play. Then they'd go back and play again. You know, I mean, it was kind of an all-day thing. But
usually pretty wholesome, too.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of those golf team kids can be silver spoon kids that have just a little bit too much money.
What are you trying to say, Dawson?
Yeah.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I mean, you got in a little bit of trouble, you know.
I got
you ride the lift with Broadus.
Yeah,
what's the line? You get drunk, you get high, and you get fed.
you know.
Yeah, no, that
is silver spoon guys. You got to keep your kids away from them. Thing.
I'm just telling
you,
Dawson,
I got $200. What do you guys want to buy,
Dawson? You're not lying. You could probably have a Coors Light, a turkey sandwich, and kind of you know Rocky Mountain, Colorado. You know, what I'm talking about.
You stay with that.
You know what I'm talking about over there, don't
Absolutely.
You?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You stay with that.
I was a skier with a backpack. I was like, I could ski really well with a backpack on, like. Beers,
well, I mean,
sandwiches.
An offensive lineman, you have that sturdy base.
Balance.
Yeah. Like a freaking horse coming down the mountain.
Yeah.
Okay. Cowboys are going to score a lot. I'm going to give them 30 points.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm going to give the Bears 31.
Ooh.
Wow. Told you I had a shocker prediction. I'm coming out swinging.
Wow. You don't believe in Butter Aubrey to be the difference in a one-point game?
I do.
He's calling a missed extra point or field goal.
I think he probably made it 30-28 with 40 seconds to go. And then Kyrie Elam is back there backpedaling, falling down, and Donovan Wilson's like 20 yards behind him running. And, you know, Jerry's up there like, yeah, you just got to trust your guys to know their roles. I don't know if they're going to change anything. They're special teams as well. We got some hidden yardage issues with the special teams.
I think Turpin's going to play for you, though, so I think that'll help
he's
you a little
He's saying
bit.
He's playing
yeah,
for whatever that means.
Yeah, whatever that means.
You guys aren't taking that seriously
no,
at all,
I will.
You think I'm doing a
no,
bit?
No,
it could happen.
Dallas 35, Bears 30. I think this is going to be
–
I think this is going to be one of those shootout type games.
Do you guys know what the over-under is on points?
It's not that
it was,
for sure.
It was pretty high. I think it was like 55.5, something like that.
I'm seeing it at 50.5.
50.5.
Yeah.
Healthy number.
I'm thinking even more than that. Yeah, I'm going like 33-30 Cowboys.
Now, there's potential for heavy rain in this one.
Oh.
Rain could end up impacting
Bobby said
game.
It wasn't going to rain. It was going to rain the day before.
Yeah, last time I was talking to Nick Harris, 60% chance of rain right now in the forecast.
When have we ever been right about this, by the way?
Never.
Exactly. It could end up being beautiful.
I take that
it could
back.
End up raining.
We did talk about a thunderstorm alert in Philly that first week.
Yeah, as long as there's no rain delays, your lightning delays, whatever, then it'll be all right.
We love that.
But that
we?
Could impact the passing game, and I think I give the edge, especially Swift's officially questionable, not that he's been any good, but I'd give the edge running the ball probably to the Cowboys. And this made me feel much better. Clay Martin's reffing this game. Cowboys 5-0.
Yeah, we'll talk about old Clay Martin at 3:40 today.
In road games that Clay Martin officiates, I'll take Cowboys 30-24. Not quite as high scoring as Brian has it.
Yeah, both defenses are bad, but when you have the better quarterback and you got the butter, I feel good about it.
I got Micah was the ultimate perfume. We still don't fully grasp the loss of Kendrick Perkins and Jordan Lewis. You know, I think there's some stuff going
Kendrick
on.
Kendrick Perkins. You heard Kendrick Perkins?
I heard
Kendrick
that.
Perkins. Who heard Kendrick Perkins?
Kendrick Perkins. What was I thinking?
You're watching NBA Today. Soaking in some elite
Eric Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks.
Eric Kendricks. You guys
know what the hell I was trying
Kendrick
to talk
Perkins.
About.
Not really.
No, honestly, I was thinking he's saying Kendricks. He's thinking
I thought Brian's Kendricks. Face was a reaction to the quality of the take.
Honestly, I wish you would have brought Eric Kendricks in on the player show last year with a Kendrick Perkins at
hey,
one
Kendrick
point.
Perkins,
that
would have
been pretty awesome. And then Broadus can try and get him to give away all the secrets and just have a dandy old
Did you guys feel like he was kind of mean to me in a way?
No, I thought you should have let it go. You kept pushing.
Yeah, I did.
No, he was a jerk to you.
No,
he was that guy. He was. You're my teammate, dude.
Go ahead. Tell us about Kendrick Perkins over there, Dawson.
Yeah, how's Kendrick Perkins looking for Sunday?
Yeah. No, I think these linebackers still stink. And I'll tell you another thing. Overshown might be overrated. You know?
Oh, okay.
Like, really really drilling down on what you're missing here. He's kind of a linebacker version of Donovan Wilson.
We go from 5th to 12th in the ratings.
Six.
These are called opinions, Brian.
I'm with you.
You want to give us the data on the officials? Stick around for 3:40.
The availability thing is.
I'm going to tell you why the officials are going to screw you over. That's what I'm trying to do.
Clay loves
us. Put a boot
in
his
ass. He's a Cowboy fan.
Last week, I was trying to tell you these officials call that they call delay a game. Nobody believe me.
I got the scouting report right here on Clay.
That was the quickest delay of game I've ever seen.
It was
a quarter second delay of game. I mean, if it would have been like that against Romo, he'd have had four games.
Oh, there's no question. The overshown, though, one. I'm interested in what you're saying there. Go ahead.
Well, I just think he's a boomer bust player coming downhill.
Sure.
I mean, he's I guess his coverage would be better.
You
I
just
think
don't
he
like
can,
the linebackers
He can
in general.
Drop okay. better, but you don't have the Sean Lee or Rolanda McClain solid linebacker who's always going to be in the hole being a sure tackler, even when overshown comes back. He's going to give you splash plays more than anything, right? Am I right?
I kind of feel like
he is. He's a splash play guy.
I kind of feel like, though, that as that fifth rusher, You know, that's
what I miss. That's about where the blitzing ability, the pressure.
If all of a sudden you're kind of just, if they don't fix this pass rush stuff, I mean, it's going to be, it's already a problem.
But you're calling out some of the stuff that I, on tape at Texas, like I was a little bit nervous about. He can't over pursue. He does have a tendency at times in coverage, even though he's a converted safety to linebacker, he can get lost a bit. But I think that they, excuse me, they would absolutely love to have him right now from a pressure standpoint.
Yeah.
Okay.
They have been struggling. You're not wrong about that.
Put that pen down.
What's going on?
Okay, the other thing I got for you is I did a little bit of data mining on Eberflus in Chicago. He ran zone 90% of the time up there. I think right now it's 98% of the time with the Cowboys, but I don't know if we're going to get relief in the big plays until you maybe get Deron Bland back and hopefully Revel can be good. You know, but the loss of Jordan Lewis, I think, is being felt. Right now you're looking at Elam plus Childress or Reddy Stewart. It's not going to be good.
Why do I feel like, Wolchuk, that if you're going to play 98% zone coverage, that Revel would be a bad pick?
Yeah, he's much better at man.
That's one of those weird ones to me.
I think Kyrie Elam's better. I mean,
my hope.
Big corners.
Yeah, my hope.
Those are better press man players.
My hope is that all of a sudden that Eberflus, I would wish the general manager would go into there and say, listen, are you sure about playing as much zone as you are? I mean, I don't want to talk about your scheme, but listen, I'm kind of, the metrics are telling me that, hey, if we play single high or we play this, we play that, this might be better against this guy. But if you're going to insist on playing too deep and zone all the time, do we have the right players? That's the question I would ask. I'd ask the defensive coordinator. And he says, yeah, I think I got the right guys. And I'm saying, okay, well, what the hell happened last week then? Why are we gonna play more collision at the line?
Well, call him up. Call him right now. Say, what the hell happened
last
week,
please? That man will not text me back. I think he's hearing on the radio.
He probably is.
Yeah.
We just started crushing him like a week ago. I mean, we've been singing his praises.
These coaches, though, and players, they always act like, yeah, well, hey, I don't listen, man.
They're hearing it all.
They hear everything that we say. Everything.
Well, I mean, I would throw him some bail and say that the front office hasn't done you any favors.
See, that's the thing that you have to ask is, all right, Matt, hey, we went and got you Kenny Clark.
Yeah.
We went and got you, we'll see what happens with Clowney.
Sanborn's his guy.
Yeah, is there anything else you need us to do? I mean, these corners are going to be coming back, but are we this inflexible? Is that the right word? Did I use the right word?
Yeah, yeah.
Are we this inflexible with our scheme that we can't mix in a little bit of some single high where this – I'm looking at the metrics of it. I'm acting like I'm the general manager. I'm looking at the metrics. I'm looking at the tape. This guy struggles against single high. Are we going to sit here and play too deep the whole game?
We're going to let
DJ Moore, who hadn't done anything in 2 weeks, come out here and just kill us running routes?
That's why I think this is a very important game for revealing how aggressive they are going to be adjusting this scheme. If Eberflus comes out and does that after Russell Wilson put 450 yards, I'd be talking about mandating it. I guess one of the cool things is Shoddy. I think he's got his head screwed on straight, and I think he'll go down the hall into the defensive room and say, we can't be rigid. This will be a one and done for you. You're going to get fired from the Bears and then get fired from the Cowboys if you don't at least show that you're willing to try other stuff and stuff that frankly worked for Mike Zimmer and Dan Quinn. They both decided we're playing one safety deep, and Donovan Wilson's going to be in the box.
Both of those guys adjusted, and after Zimmer will tell you, after getting his ass kicked the first few games, he said, oh, wait, I got to do something different here.
Yeah.
So that's my hope. I don't want this thing all of a sudden that they waste, like, the offense is having to score 40 points every week just to give the team a chance to win a game.
That's what we thought, though, coming in. How many times did you say this is going to be the Cincinnati Cowboys?
We did.
The Dallas Bengals.
We did.
Conflicting reports on Jadeveon Clowney. Jerry this morning said he'll play, not sure how much. Shoddy this morning said not sure. We'll see how it goes. They're going to continue to evaluate it at practice.
Yeah, I think this is really going to be interesting because no padded practices. And I think there's some people in that building that are a little bit worried about throwing him out there with none of the padded practices. This is something to keep an eye on.
Very interesting. Yeah. Okay. Rangers baseball returning tonight. Jeff Wilson said on DLS that several times Marcus Semien has tried to get the team to hang out together, and nobody comes. Only a few are arriving. He went on to say that in years past, it hasn't been like that. In years past, even if you have, like, your parents in town and you're hanging out at the hotel, or your wife and kids, you would tell the wife and kids, hey, we got team bonding. Everybody's going to be there, 26 dudes down here in this suite or whatever. They're going to watch some games and order up some pizza. So you guys go entertain yourselves. I'll holler at you here about 10:30 or something like that. I guess... Like, let me just ask you guys, how big of a deal do you think that is for winning and losing? Like, do you need that? Is that okay? Is that something that CY has to build around in the offseason?
My two cents, a lot different than football. You go on the road with these guys for, like, 2 weeks. You're in a city with somebody for 3 days. Then you get on a plane and you're in a city with somebody else for three more days. I think baseball is a lot different when, because you don't get to spend the time with your family or get to spend time away. You know, I think just because the travel and the way that baseball is set up, I don't think if I would try and be setting a lot of team bonding things if I was in that. Football to me is a little bit different. It's once a week. Maybe we can organize something on a Thursday night, get everybody together, that kind of thing, and I think it'd be okay. I just think there's so much together time with these guys already. You're asking me to spend more time with some of these guys?
I mean, we're old crusties, right? Of course we're going to want to, like, chill out and relax and be asleep by 9:30. Maybe this is, you know, just a function of the generational gap on the team.
It could very well be. I just think that, to me, you're already traveling for somebody for 10 days.
You're spending a long time at the yard with them.
You're on airplanes with them. Sure. You're on buses with them. You kind of get sick of dudes after a while.
Especially if you're not winning.
Yeah.
Sitting around talking shop about how you're five games under .500.
The key here. I don't know how much those guys were doing that anyway in the World Series year. I've kind of heard conflicting reports on that. But then all of a sudden they get hot and they go on a run, right? And it's all like kumbaya. Gosh, we've got a great clubhouse here and we love each other.
And the cards, you know?
So, I think you made a great point. It is a marathon of a season in Major League Baseball.
I think NBA is the same way, too, man.
100%.
You're on the road with these. They call it brothers and all that stuff like that. But in reality, you're making each brothers get sick of each other, too. You know? Sometimes you're like, I don't want to be around my brother anymore.
Yeah.
You know? But as a fan, you'd love to hear that everybody loves each other. You guys are hanging out. You're grilling out. And families are hanging out.
Hey, listen. I don't mind you. You know what? You can hate me all you want. Just play hard when we play. Just play hard for me. I don't need you to go to dinner at Ruth Chris. I just need you to make a play at third base tonight. You know, that's all I can ask. But I think Dawson, you hit it the nail on the head. I think we're in a different society now too. I think people are very good. You know, people in this day and age are sitting on their phone. You know, kind of being their own self, doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Not having to think about too much. Why do I have to interact with you? What are you trying to do? You know, get out of my space.
You know, I'm thinking about a couple of things. Number one, the role that alcohol plays just making anything fun. So if you got a bunch of young drinking dudes, they're going to, at 24 years old, they're going to be like, where are we drinking tonight? Yeah. Like, let's go and hang out and maybe, you know, that can build some chemistry. This is a younger, more stoic, less party animal type of team. That might just be what you get. Plus, you have the legal cannabis states now, so the weed smokers don't even have to get together.
Yeah.
You know, they can just go hit the dispo by themselves.
Yeah,
I think that might be eating away at the fabric and the culture of the family baseball team there. That was a joke. I guess I don't have my fastball today. But we are live at Pickler Universe.
No, man.
Kendrick Perkins.
Go, Kendrick.
No, you're in your bag.
All right, we're coming back.
I thought you made a good point.
Thank you. Okay. Right on.
Which one? There were so many.
There were. Yeah, several.
Yeah, I feel like I'm on fire to get this party started.
Let's get it, baby.
We'll get the G-Bag of the Day champion on the other side. We got Chiefs biggest L's and biggest dubs coming up at 2:40. And, of course, Woolchuk's top 10. Where are you taking us, bro?
The people have voted, and we are doing the top 10 college football games of week 4. Let's get you set for an awesome Saturday.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Next to the nation.
Shoot, yeah, welcome back. We're live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, 35 in Bush. Stella Artois is out here. They're going to be handing out beer samples. This is the best place to play pickleball in the entire world, and it happens to be right here, 2800 North Interstate 35E in Carrollton. Oh, there he is. He's back. Salute to all the Tolos
hey.
That are coming by already. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. Life is unpredictable. Accidents happen. If you or a loved one's injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. Go online at frankelfirm.com. I believe Teddy's looking for five today. We go back into the Pimp Cup where Lucius has the champ.
Yeah. G-bag of the day. I do it every weekday on the Fan, 5:30. We play the champ right about here. Day number four for this champagne audio. And like the general said, my man Teddy Atlas will be going for five. How you doing, Tolos? How you doing?
Man, they
it's alive and popping up here.
Yep. I said, how you doing, Tolos?
They brought the happy hour.
I'm a Tolo.
Yeah.
The great Teddy Atlas, live from Vegas. Crawford Canelo fight. He was excited.
Bud Crawford came into Las Vegas, went up two weight classes to challenge Canelo Alvarez for the undisputed super middleweight championship, and he won it running away. Teddy, how impressed were you by his performance tonight?
You kidding me? A beautiful display. That's the sweet science. That's
sweet
what it is.
Science.
That's what we talk about when we talk about the sweet science. All night long, Crawford made Canelo a day late, a dollar short. All night. Talking about the bigger man, the advantage of the bigger guy. How about the faster guy? How about the smarter guy? How about the quicker guy? How about the guy not only won on the outside, but even beat him at his own game on the inside? Please, Timmy, I don't want to say no more.
Look, you can't stop God's plan. I told everybody at home that would listen. Anybody that was out there, I told you. I've been in the ring with Bud Crawford. He's a phenomenal fighter. He was something different years ago. He's a lot better fighter now. What a damn performance he put on tonight. What a clinic. He beat Canelo in every avenue. Inside, we was talking about strength. He was stronger than Canelo. We talking about power. He took his power well. Canelo was very timid when he was approaching Crawford.
Damn right he was timid. Because every time he meant to get in, I mean, after words like, the best thing I could do is not throw. Put my hands in my pocket. You're damn right.
Unbelievable. Teddy Atlas, four-time champ, looking for five tonight at 5:30, right before we get to L.A. Live here. It's the G-Bag Nation on 105.3. The Fan. Here's Wolchuk with your top 10.
All righty. We got the top 10 best college football games for week four. Which game are you most excited about? Tell you our North Texas Main Green. We got a big one at West Point. Taking on Army. I feel like we're playing Army every single year. This has become quite the rivalry. We've beaten them in West Point before. Got to do it again. Army got us at our building last year. Looking to go 4-0 with Drew Mestemaker, the future face of college football. He's probably going to get a fat NIL deal and go to South Carolina or Penn State.
LSU.
Or LSU. Although LSU just landed a big-time quarterback recruit this week. I mean, they don't want him.
Yeah, I tell you what, I heard RJ this morning talking about the Arch Manning signing class, There were like six quarterbacks, the top six quarterbacks.
Yeah.
Only Arch is at the school he started with.
Yes, that was the one that had I believe Malachi Nelson,
Who
was at USC, Boise State, now is at UTEP. There were several that just have not panned out.
It's if you get one of these quarterbacks, you know, probably going to have them for a year maybe, right?
Yeah.
Maybe. If you're one of the programs who can't afford to keep
if you're North Texas, the big dogs are going to come and get your guy. Now, Bryce Underwood's looking pretty good at Michigan. They got a big game coming up this week as well. Nebraska, the Bussin' Bowl.
Yeah. Bussin'
with the Boys podcast. You got Taylor Lewan, former Michigan Wolverine, Will Compton, Nebraska Cornhusker. They're calling this now the Bussin' Bowl. Maybe they end up making this thing a regular tradition.
I would like that. Nebraska 0-27 in their last 27 games versus a ranked opponent.
They're due.
Haven't beaten a top 25 team since
Tom Osborne, 1978.
Tommy Armstrong at quarterback.
Tommy Frazier?
No. Tommy Frazier was a great quarterback, but yet Tommy Armstrong was there quarterback them.
In what year?
Cibolo Steel. I think this was 2016.
Oh, 2016. 2016 is the last time.
Oh, so when they when they won the game?
And they
okay.
were ranked. I mean, they were in the top 10.
I thought I was like, wow.
College football guy of the day, Wolchuk, dunking on Broadus.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I saw him play. That was the year I went to Nebraska. 2016, they were eighth in the country against Purdue. But that, like, that fan base was so aware. Like, they're like, we're not the eighth best team in the country. This is ridiculous. And they went to Ohio State the next week, got freaking thumped. But not a surprise, 2016, Tommy Armstrong, Pride of Texas. They need to go get another Texas kid. That's what it is.
No, they got your guy Dylan Raiola.
I do like Dylan Raiola in the Raiola family. All right, top 10 games. And, yes, 2-5-4 Baylor, Arizona State, going to be lit. They'll be in the front row, hashtag Sick'em. That might be making an appearance here. But let's go to the Iron Skillet right in the backyard at Fort Worth. SMU at TCU, the 104th installment of the Iron Skillet. Will be the last for the foreseeable future. We discussed that.
Hate to see it go.
At least until 2030. They've got scheduled out until 2030. Maybe after that we can get this thing back. But Josh Hoover, Rockwall Heath Zone, quarterbacking there for TCU. SMU with an upsetting loss to Baylor a couple weeks ago. You had TCU favored by 7 in this one. I might like SMU to cover this, but I could see I'm going to pick TCU to get the win at home. That's going to be a fun one tomorrow, 11 o'clock kick, ESPN2. We got a great slate at 11 o'clock tomorrow because it is North Texas and Army. That'll be on CBS Sports Network. You got ESPN2 with TCU and SMU, Michigan State, USC.
That was the first game I ever went to in Texas.
Was it?
Iron Skillet.
Oh, wow. Gosh, it is a bummer that that's leaving. That's one that should be.
I mean, it's just you're close.
Yeah,
you're in similar places.
Both teams are good now.
Yeah.
I get it.
Makes no sense.
Michigan State at number 25, USC at number 9. Lincoln Riley is literally begging fans to show up.
I saw that.
Because it's an early kick. Or it's an 8 o'clock kick USC time. 11 p.m. East Coast kickoff for Michigan State on this on Fox. That is late, but that's what you're going to have now with these weird, like, Pac-12 schools that moved into the Big Ten. But can you, like, Lincoln Riley having to beg fans at USC to show up for their home conference opener against Michigan State? That's sad.
Yeah, not something he had to worry about when he was at OU, huh?
That's not major conference football stuff. And if, you know, if it is, it would be a horrible program like Northwestern or something.
Yeah.
You know, not – that's – like, I wouldn't even dream of doing that because it just – it positions us as a school that needs to do that. That's like Stephen F. Austin stuff, you know? Like, guys, we're actually good this year.
Please. Come out.
Yeah.
Tulane, 3-0, taking on the 13th-ranked Ole Miss at 3-0 as well. Jake Retzlaff running wild, and he is likely going to face off against Austin Simmons. He is. It's official. The starting quarterback for Ole Miss in the fight in Lane Kiffin's. He's been ruled out, so it'll be the backup. Now, the spread here is 12.5 by Ole Miss. Give me Tulane to cover that at plus 12.5. In fact, I would not be shocked if maybe Tulane could just pull off an upset here outright with a backup quarterback. That's going to be tough going on the road, but I definitely would like Tulane to cover the points here. South Carolina taking on 23, Mizzou, questionable.
What's our quarterback?
He is questionable. And Bo Pribula, the transfer quarterback for Mizzou, has been red hot. This is a guy that might be on the NFL radar.
He's the real deal.
He really, really is. Both teams, coming in, Lenore Sellers, this is really ultimately Mizzou favored by 10.5. I think that tells you Vegas doesn't think Lenore Sellers is going to be playing in this one. And if he doesn't, I could definitely see Mizzou running away with this one. That's at home.
Yeah, I mean, Pribula right now, 84 QBR, that's 13th best in the country.
He's been brilliant.
And on the flip side, Drew Aller, the guy that Penn State elected to keep over Pribula, is not playing good football.
And
right
they've
now.
Had a cupcake schedule to start.
I know.
Played Villanova last week. It would have been a good basketball matchup.
That would have been a great basketball matchup. Yeah. Next week, though, Penn State, Oregon.
Dude, Oregon.
We're going to find out just how good Penn State is.
That's Oregon
just,
serious.
Just mark that down as an L.
Yep, that's the Lincoln. What's his name?
James Franklin.
That's an L.
Arizona State at Baylor. Here you go, Tech. 6:30 on Fox. That is going to be a great game. Two awesome quarterbacks. Sam Levitt has been brilliant for Arizona State. Sawyer Robertson just becoming one of the newest Nike athletes quarterbacking for the Baylor Bears. Baylor favored by 2.5. I like Baylor at home to get the cover here, which means go ahead and bet the rest, bet the other side here.
Go Devils.
Michigan at Nebraska. The 21st-ranked Wolverines go into Memorial Stadium to take on the Huskers at 2:30 on CBS. Give me the Huskers. Dylan Raiola taking the Huskers. I'm taking the Big Red at home to upset Bryce Underwood. I really just still don't know how good either of these teams are, but Nebraska's played the best team of the bunch so far. Michigan losing to Oklahoma. Maybe they learned something from that game, but I like Nebraska at home to find a way to get off the schneid and beat their first-ranked opponent in 9 years. Let's go, Matt Rhule. It is your time. Florida at Miami, Eric. That's number four.
Come on now, baby.
1-2 Gators.
Saturday night at the Rock.
3-0 Canes. 6:30.
At the Rock.
Kick.
You make it sound so tough.
ABC. The Canes. 7.5-point
favorites. Most pristine field in football.
Should I have said Saturday night at the Hard?
At the Hard, yeah.
At the Hard. Gators pulling the upset in this one. Miami's favored by 7.5. Gators are going in. DJ Lagway's embarrassed. He's got the backup quarterback liking memes of him working at McDonald's.
How about that?
He's got something to prove. Give me the Gators to upset the Canes on the road, and predictions sure to go wrong in this top 10.
At the Rock.
Yeah. At the Rock.
Carson Beck is going to make you eat your words.
We'll see. I'm not a believer.
Do you feel like that the college quarterback that we were the most wrong about was Beck?
It's 3 weeks into the season.
Yeah, right? I mean, through
I'm
this,
not admitting a damn thing.
Dawson just told me I have to do better radio.
Well, because
okay?
I don't know. It might be Drew Aller.
Hey, fair. You're making a good case.
I mean, on the flip side, I'm trying to make an opinion here.
No, we never thought Drew Aller was good.
No, but I mean, I just mean generally speaking, not specifically, yeah, but fair. Like generally
the rest
speaking.
Of the country?
We thought Arch was good, right?
Was
our opinion more of Arch or of this guy, good or bad? Which one?
Yeah, I would say probably Arch. Arch had more hype than anyone.
Oh, Arch had.
In the
I mean,
world.
He was a Heisman favorite, which I did say was a joke. He should never have been a Heisman favorite.
Oh.
Ooh. That should never have been the case. Ooh. But Beck, yeah, I'll eat my words on Carson Beck if he ends up sustaining this. I just don't think it's going to happen.
Sure.
I don't know if I'd want him as my quarterback.
We should ask Jake Ferguson what he thinks about Carson Beck.
No.
Future brother-in-law?
Yeah,
I guess not.
He's probably not going to have good things to say. Top three matchups in college football, week four, Illinois at Indiana. Hey, I'm probably not pumped about this one, but rankings-wise, 9 versus 19, 6:30 on NBC. First ranked meeting between these teams since?
Never.
1950.
Dick Butkus?
Basically never.
1950.
Eric, it's time for you to go to work.
Yep.
Indiana favored by 6 in that one at home. Texas Tech at Utah. This is number one for me.
Yeah, this is incredible.
I kind of feel like Utah is going to beat them. I hate to say
no,
that.
No, Utah's a really good team, and they might. They really, really might. They've been absolutely fantastic. Devin Dampier, I know Carter Freeman was definitely on him early on. This is a big test for Texas Tech and Joey McGuire going on the road to a really good Utah team that plays sound fundamental football. Can the Red Raiders get it done? Utah favored by 3. I do think the Utes probably get this done at home, but I'm pulling for the Red Raiders.
I think this is kind of a sneaky altitude game.
Yeah, I mean, Rice-Eccles is a tough place to play. We know that, and Kyle Whittingham might be the most underrated coach in the country.
He's been there 100 years.
He has. And they do a lot of winning at that stadium. So
more so than Clemson?
This is interesting, too, because this is like the real. This is like the first real test, like proof of concept for the way that Texas Tech has built this team.
And I'm really, I mean, but the quarterbacks here, Dampier versus Baron Morton. Morton's looked good. But can he look good against this Utah defense that is playing much better as well? But number one, according to The Athletic, best game for this weekend, tomorrow, 2:30 kick, ABC. It's the 22nd-ranked Auburn Tigers going to take on the fighting Oklahoma Sooners, the Carter Freemans at number 11, and it's the Jackson Arnold Bowl and some nasty stuff from the OU fans I saw.
Yeah.
They're wishing injury on Jackson Arnold, and you had to have a former Sooner come out on social media, one of their defensive stars, like, guys, let's
class it up, guys.
This is not what we do. This is not what we do. But John Mathier and the Sooners, I think, are going to beat the absolute dog crap at Auburn at home. I don't think this game's going to end up being good. Give me Oklahoma to cover 6.5 easy.
Thank you, Wolchuk.
Man,
thank you.
Loss on the plane.
Top 10
huh?
is in the books.
Okay, we are live at Pickler Universe here in Carrollton, live broadcast all the way till 6:30 here at 2800 North Interstate 35. Kick off your weekend with a special Friday happy hour right here, Pickler Universe, presented by Pace for Texas. Stella Artois in the house, complimentary beer samples. Here as happy hour gets underway. Chief, where are we going next?
877-881-1053. Tolos, where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Next right here in the nation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We are live at Pickler Universe in Carrollton, and they're playing pickleball here. It's a great place to get your Friday afternoon started. Little pickle. Didn't hurt anybody on a weekend, did it? Okay. Pickler Universe here brought to you by Stella Artois, and it's time now for Chiefs Friday staple. Here he is, Eric.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much. 877-881-1053. Where have you taken some L's this week? More importantly, where have you gotten those personal victories? Here is British Ian. Big-time dub with the back-to-back reigning champ Meat Church Menu of the Day, Robert in Carrollton.
Robert in Carrollton is here with us today.
At the Pickler Universe with his culinary expertise. He's now 2-for-2. He's 2-0 on a Cowboys pregame Sunday with the Meat Church Menu of the Day.
Might be going 3-for-3.
He says he's got something special. He wouldn't tell us what he's got working.
For Sunday,
for Sunday.
Now he's got like he's got the target
he's
on
got
his
the,
back.
Well, he's got the bit between his teeth too.
Does he do a theme based on the opponent? No, it doesn't seem like it.
Sounds
well,
like,
you had the birds in week one, and he did a duck and a turkey.
Right.
Oh, well, good, okay, good call. Then he went. Maybe. I guess it was he did fajitas last week.
Right.
Okay. So maybe that's just like a Texas. Yeah. Tex-Mex
He says he's got something for Green Bay cooked up next week.
Yeah, I think brisket.
Yeah, he's got some brisket stuff he's working on.
Well, he's the man.
Queso.
Smoke
and he nailed it as well. He's got an offset and he's got a pellet smoker. And he says he likes the pellet smoker, but if you want the 10 out of 10 flavor, it's got to be on the offset.
Yeah.
Nothing better than a stick burner.
Yeah, you just can't beat it. And shout out to our guy, Matt Pittman of Meat Church, by the way. Voted the number 3 most influential person in barbecue.
Atta baby, Matt.
There you go, Matt.
Incredible ride.
Matt probably listening.
I mean, their channel is absolutely fantastic to watch.
Yeah, it stops me in my tracks every single time.
It's a must watch. Like, that's not a scroll past.
I think the only guy higher is like the host of the TV show and then Franklin and Austin.
Yeah.
Franklin.
He is top drawer.
Hey, Big Dub 903 Rockwall High School.
Yeah.
Big upset over North Crowley.
Yes.
First time in 20 games North Crowley's locked. Snapped their unbeaten streak there.
Wow.
Defending 6A state champs. Rockwall, though, they're playing some ball.
Yeah. Big dub for me this week, Chief. Sorry to interrupt you. 4-year-old Remy just turned 4. Got to the bottom of the deep end to pick up the swimming pool toys.
Oh, whoa.
She is a freaking legend
thing.
Yeah.
To the do you have a dive pool?
You can.
Or more of a play
It's
pool.
More of a drop-off from like a
– Or just fall
a
in.
A platform. Yeah, just fall in. But it goes 8 feet down there.
Okay,
oh,
8 feet.
Yeah.
Golly. So she's feeling the pressure in her ears.
Yeah.
And, fighting through it.
And she's only like 40 pounds, you know, so it's hard to get down there.
Yeah.
But she's working all summer on her technique. And she's pretty proud.
That's awesome.
That is great, dude. And what a peace of mind, too, knowing that she can actually handle herself,
absolutely.
Right? Because
that's really what it's all about is pool safety.
No question, dude. But that's so fun. The kids love it. And shout out to Texas still giving us some
good pool weather.
Some swim weather.
It's a little chilly. It's a little below my liking, but I'm toughing it out here for the next couple weeks until I shut it down.
Always admired your toughness, Dawson. There's
yeah,
just another
it's what I'm known for.
Another element, tough as hell.
2-1-4, big dub this week. Sooners are going to get that big win tomorrow. Mateer puts the nation on notice. I think he kind of has got the nation on notice, dude. He might be the most fun player to watch right
he's
now
fun.
From the quarterback position. He's just backyard crazy, running around, dodge, dip, dive, and then bang.
Second to Mestemaker at UNT.
It's yeah, so wild going into seasons what you think a QB class might look like for the following draft, and it gets detonated in 3 weeks, and you got a new guy who's, you know,
yeah,
the show.
Crazy. Like yeah. At one point, Sam Howell was going to be a top 10 pick. That dude went in the fifth round. You never know.
That place at Auburn, though, that Jordan-Hare Stadium, though, Jordan-Hare Stadium, a little tough to play.
I think it's at OU.
Oh, is it at OU
yeah.
this week?
Yeah.
Oh, my apologies. That it used to be Owen Field. What's it?
What's it called now?
It used to be Owen Field. What's it now? Carter, help me out. What is it?
Carter probably knows what
Carter's
it's called.
Carter's probably yelling
yeah,
right now.
Yeah. It used to be Owen Field there.
It'll be Freeman Stadium here within the next decade.
Ooh, okay, here's a good tease. Reitman texting in. Dub, Fan University got an exclusive sit-down with SMU head coach Rhett Lashley.
Hello.
Ahead of the Iron Skillet versus TCU. 10 a.m. tomorrow. Fan University, speaking of Carter Freeman, Jake Reitma, they got you. And that show's been a fun listen.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, they got something going.
And Brennan.
Well, that's exciting, dude. How about that? Little Rhett Lashley, Iron Skillet,
that's
final time. That's gonna be great, 10 a.m. All right, and by the way, that OU text was from our buddy Woody, who is still going strong off the benzos hey. And the opiates.
Congrats, Woody.
Look at that.
He's on an absolute heater.
Yeah, I thought that thing was all Auburn. Okay, here we go.
2-1-4, biggest dub, immediate dismissal from jury duty. Full paid for day off. Biggest L, though. I have to work tomorrow.
Oh.
The old Saturday work. Especially on a college football slate like this.
What kind of job we have working on a Saturday?
That hurts, man.
Sorry, Carter must have been in his break. I got you, Brian. That's Pat Dye Field at Jordan-Hare Stadium.
Pat Dye Field.
Yeah. Pat Dye.
Pat Dye.
Pat Dye.
Let's see. 817, biggest dub. There wasn't one. Biggest L. Haven't slept in 3 days due to insomnia. Can you imagine?
No.
Can
maybe
you
getting imagine off the opiates and the benzos.
That particular affliction of not being able to go to sleep and recharge the old battery. The old body battery.
Yeah.
Gosh,
it happens to me
you,
when
man.
I get too many Zen pouches in a day.
And you're know? Just so you're
it,
just
it just wires
yeah,
me.
It does, dude.
I'll be up at 12:30 like, why am I not asleep? I feel fatigued, but my body won't let me sleep.
I don't get why 10 Zins and 5 espresso shots do that to me, but I'm the same way, man. I'm the same way.
What's going on here?
469, biggest L. I had Joe Burrow starting above Jared Goff last week. Ouch! Jared Goff was freaking dominant last week. And who did he play?
The Bears.
The Bears.
Oh,
biggest Bears. Dub. Bought a new suit yesterday, and it looks good AF.
Oh, nice.
According to the 469.
Where'd you get it?
Yeah, where did you get it? And what color is it? 601, big dub for the Mississippi State Bulldogs, 3-0, Hail State. Yeah.
It's turning around that program.
Playing a little bit of football. Biggest dub, Javonte Williams, playing a lot better than I expected in the 903. Tip of the cap to Javonte Williams. Let's see. We have.
Yeah, skip that 713. You don't need to read that.
Okay, we'll skip the 713.
What did it say?
Says Wolchuk. Obviously
it's a
not.
Houston fan.
Obviously not going to read
celebrating
it.
Celebrating what happened against the Rangers over the course of 3 days.
Just read it. We got to be fair.
Okay, not going to read it, but it does.
Did he call Wolchuk a name?
Oh, no, it doesn't reference me at all. I just screw the Astros.
Biggest dub, Astros sweep the Rangers.
Yeah, okay.
That is just factually true.
That's factually true.
We do appreciate the facts. 945, biggest dub, just had a killer nap on behalf of Insomnia Man. Time to get my son for boys' night tonight. That's Bailey the Bird having no trouble catching a little midday snoozer. Big L to Filthy as their Philadelphia International Airport has been ranked the worst airport in North America.
Is that surprising?
It's a dump.
It's probably
it's
the
a dump.
Rudest
people
airport
are rude. Yeah.
Yeah.
I will say there's one good thing about it. They got a Marriott on property. You could go straight from the terminal into the hotel, never leave the building.
That's a good one.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
I think all airports should have to have those.
I mean, you literally can walk from grabbing your bag into the hotel. It's right there on the property.
Well, you can't really beat that, but everything else about it, even despite that awesome convenience, it's still the worst in North America.
Yeah, football team's taking a big L this week.
Imagine the most obnoxious, loudmouth Eagles fan being your TSA agent on top of, you know, everything about it being horrible. No good architecture, no good art, nothing.
Terrible. 903, Big Dub to Brian Broaddus for kicking off Crown Global Media.
Thank you.
And that is your biggest dub of the week. All right. Thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
Big win for Brian. He's crushing it over there on YouTube. And I think Spotify now. People were asking for Spotify.
Yeah.
Spotify.
So go like and sub. Okay. We're coming back with Stephen Jones, our Friday conversation. With the Cowboys man right there, Stephen Jones, is coming up next year to the G-Bag Nation and the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.